Rolling Stones had already been together 3 years when Satisfaction hit number one in America. That was 1965, and the band is still together, despite, among other obstacles, the frayed relationship between guitarist Keith Richards and singer Mick Jagger. That friendship will be tested again when Richards' autobiography, called Life, is published this month. Richards writes about the trysts he and Jagger shared with women and makes an unflattering assessment of the size of Sir Mick's anatomy. Catlin Moran is a journalist at the Times newspaper in London. She interviewed Keith Richards about his book 3 weeks ago and says while Richards and Jagger may seem like a dysfunctional married couple, that metaphor doesn't really capture their relationship.
It's more like siblings, isn't it? It's kind of the sibling rivalry between them is really quite evident. The fact that they keep squabbling over the same girlfriends. And squabbling over who's in charge of the band, really. It's a combination of a squabble between territory and a squabble over women.
I mean, are these real squabbles, or are they doing it now more for entertainment's sake?
Well, I don't think so, no. I mean, the thing is that, like, if you're going to kind of wind someone up in public, there's certain things you can wind them up about that would be all right. But, I mean, I'm not a man, but I gather that generally the thing that you don't do is make derogatory comments about each other's genital sizes.
So, all right, so you went out and actually kind of had an evening interviewing Keith Richards. Was he talking about the size of Mick Jagger's member through the entire evening?
Well, first of all, it's brilliant hanging out with Keith Richards. I was kind of scared to meet him because I thought he might be slightly evil. But it turns out that he really is kind of like a kind of Disney pirate. So we sort of booked into a hotel. We were in a hotel at Claridge's. And he was allowed to smoke in there. I don't think you're usually allowed to smoke in there, but they were just like, yeah, we'll let Keith Richards smoke. He came into the room and saw that it was a woman who was going to interview him and did a double take. I went, oh, I didn't know it was going to be a lady. I wasn't going to drink, but I always drink with a lady, and started ordering vodka. And there, the first question I asked him was, I read your book. You keep being horrible to Mick Jagger and going on about the size of his penis and how he's a rubbish singer. Aren't you going to get in trouble? And Keith just didn't seem to be fazed by it at all. He went, well, that's what I heard from other people. You know, I don't really care that I'm winding the bloke up. We've been together 50 years. You know, you just get used to it.
Why is Keith Richards so kind of candid and almost aggressive about his partner, Mick Jagger, when they still have to work together?
Well, when you read the book, his beef starts originally when he accidentally took heroin for a really long time and became quite unreliable within the Rolling Stones. And Mick Jagger had to take over at that point and kind of take care of the band. And then when Keith finally cleaned up and sort of came back, and as he said it, went up to Mick and went, I'm back, we can kind of shoulder the burden together, you know, it's both of us together taking care of business. Mick was just kind of like, yeah, well, I've been taking care of business this long, I don't need you back. And basically since then, Keith's been kind of niggling at him. Again, it reminds me of my children. Kind of the little one is not being respected by the bigger one, Mick being the big one and Keith being the little brother. And we'll just keep needling at him and just keep needling at him and trying to provoke a reaction.
Are Mick and Keith still friends?
Well, I mean, again, when I interviewed Keith, I was kind of like, because I just presumed that Mick hadn't seen the book. And Keith went, no, I showed him the book. And the only thing that he wanted taken out was Keith saying that he'd used a vocal coach in order to become better. And Keith just went, no, I'm not taking it out. Perhaps gives you an idea of what their relationship is still like. The other amazing thing about being in the same room with Keith Richards is realizing that he doesn't really wash that often. But I mean, he had the dirtiest bandana that I've ever seen in my life, and the kind of trainers that you usually see meth-drinking tramps wearing. So he wasn't all done up in his rock gear. He looked pleasingly rock and roll.
Still looks pretty good holding that Louis Vuitton suitcase, though.
Yes. Which the Louis Vuitton suitcase looks slightly less leathery than Keith's face, which, again, I admire.
Catlin Moran, a journalist at the Times newspaper in London. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, darling.